This podcast is brought to you by ThrottleNet. ThrottleNet can provide world-class managed IT services and IT support to your business. They're St. Louis's highest-rated outsourced IT company, and there's many different ways ThrottleNet can help with your business's operation and digital protection. Check them out at ThrottleNet.com.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on NewsTalkSTL.com.
I believe that the feed has begun. Here is Governor Ron DeSantis with Elon Musk on Twitter.
Thank you, Elon. Governor DeSantis first drew my attention and support when I saw how he responded to the COVID pandemic and refused to believe what we now know to be the many falsehoods that government experts and their media mouthpieces were feeding us. He kept Florida schools open and its economy thriving, while my state of California chose 2 years of learning loss and lockdowns that we have yet to fully.
This is everyone. It's going to be a little bit choppy just because it is such a new platform. And they have announced several times that there's going to be, it's a little bit clunky.
So guys,
clunky,
I just want to make clear, the connection issue seems to be on the Twitter end. It's not on our end. So it's not our space. Their stream keeps cutting out, which means
it's the other space
out as well.
You're right.
Oh, shit.
It's the other.
Hey, Katie, is this because so many people are tuning in that it's overloading the servers, do you think?
I think it is. I think it's overloading the servers. I also think that even though you can prepare as much as you'd like to prepare, nothing can prepare you for millions and millions of people through the internet to try to log into one specific area to access this.
And see, they're going to get panned
because
on this.
Of this. Yeah.
People are going to be like, why would you make your major campaign announcement through something that's not completely proven and could have.
So I'm listening through. So right now, I'm not even listening through Elon Musk's his launch.
This is a disaster.
So the moderator just said to everybody that they are having major problems because of so many trying to log in at once.
Disaster.
So the audio has been cutting on.
Yeah, why would you do this?
I just wanted to give you a quick update because it's messy.
This is not how you want your major announcement that people have been anticipating.
Well, the Newsmax anchors are doing the same thing we're doing right now. They're stalling for time while they've got a screenshot of the Newsmax Twitter spaces up on Newsmax, and it says preparing to launch after it already launched, and we heard Elon Musk there in the beginning.
Yes, we did.
And then it went chop chop gone.
Does this, I know the technology is, you know, is there to do this, but it can be overloaded. Does this make your campaign kind of look amateur hours in a sense, even though you're trying something innovative and it's not working? Does this look amateur hours?
Sounds completely amateur to me. But if Ron DeSantis is smart, his people will be listening right now, and his people might say, don't make the announcement. Be on there, but don't make the announcement. What's going on? Did he make it, Tony?
No, so it's really messy. They are, you know, when we accidentally leave a microphone on in the studio and we don't think people can hear us, but they can?
Yeah.
That is exactly what's happening, and it's Elon talking to his team. If it's not going out to hundreds of thousands of people, and he's saying, did it crash again? Oh, it looks like it crashed again. Man, I didn't think this many people were going to be on here. Like, you could hear them talking.
I'm waiting for Bill O'Reilly's voice
in
to come
the
out.
Background.
We'll do it live!
So it's very
hammering.
The other campaigns are going to have just a field day with this.
The memes are going to be awesome.
But if you are Ron DeSantis, aren't you telling your campaign, or they're telling you, whichever, however it works, we better not be doing this today?
I think you got to do it. That's my view. You've hyped everybody up. Everybody knows what this is about.
But Elon Musk nor Ron DeSantis have said they're announcing it.
Well, but I think it's kind of the biggest secret.
But that neither one of them have said it. So does that make a difference? The hype up has been from us speculating. Neither one of them have said it.
They haven't said it, but people within their campaigns have said, you know, unofficially, that this is what it's going to be about. I think they've got to go ahead and
just do it.
Do it, yeah.
why don't you do what Tucker Carlson did? You do a pre-recorded video that you then run on Twitter that hundreds of millions of people can then see. This whole idea of doing this audio thing, I mean, look, we make a living off of audio, but we're doing this in a different way. We're doing this through a platform that's been around for over 100 years, right? We're going out on radio waves, and our streaming devices are ones that are much more reliable. This Twitter Spaces thing has never been utilized in this respect. Why do you have something be the guinea pig for a presidential announcement? It doesn't seem like this was thought through very well. This is going to get panned.
Yeah. Tim, I'm just sitting here shaking my head, and I'm not shaking my head at you. I'm just shaking my head at what a freaking disaster.
What a mess.
I'm listening to it in one ear right now. It is an absolute mess.
Oh, and I was
hoping that it was going to be, I mean, I would think that this would be almost fail-proof if you're going to do something like this. But again, it's the internet. They're using the internet.
Yeah. Like I said, why don't you pre-record it at 4 o'clock?
Yes.
You make sure it looks good.
So smart.
You release it at 5 o'clock. Nobody's going to know if it's live or not. It's going to look live, and you do the video, you do the visual, and you have Elon Musk and Ron sitting there. Maybe you have a big crowd of people behind him in the room. This whole thing seems like it was set up to fail, and he's going to get they're going to say, if you can't do an announcement, then you're not ready for prime time, and you're not ready to be president of the United States of America.
And I can see the criticism right now where people are going to say that he miscalculated when he gave his Ukraine position, saying that this was a border dispute. They're going to say he miscalculated when he decided to do this innovative campaign launch instead of a traditional launch, and they're going to start their narrative. Does Ron DeSantis and his people have good judgment?
Oh, Katie, by the way, to prove that this is what it was going to be, he has filed the paperwork with the FEC to run for president.
No, I'm not saying that that hasn't happened, but I'm saying he has not said, I'm announcing on Twitter, or Elon Musk has not said,
What were they going to do?
Right, I agree with you. I'm not saying I disagree with you. I understand the premise that we have all said he's going to announce. I totally get that. I'm saying that those individuals have not said 100% that's what this is going to be.
And you're saying that if they don't announce today, that could be an out that no one will believe.
But I don't know.
That could be an out for them to say, well, you know, we never said specifically that he was announcing today, so we'll postpone our big announcement.
The problem
that he's announcing tomorrow.
The problem is he has two scheduled follow-up appearances on Mark Levin's radio show, which is a national syndicated show, and he's going to be on Fox News prime time at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. What's he going to do on those two shows now?
I tell you what, Tim, if they don't get this bug worked out with Twitter, one of those two is going to have a big scoop tonight.
Because
he's going to make his announcement on Trey Gowdy. He's either going to make that announcement on Trey Gowdy's show or Mark Levin. So one of them is going to have a big scoop tonight if this Twitter bug doesn't get worked out.
Yeah, I'm not sure which of those two fellows is live before the other. I'm not sure which one runs live first, but you're right. One of those is going to have the big scoop. And can you imagine if you're on Team Trump right now, how excited you are about all this? Can you imagine the emails that are going to be flooding out from Trump land? I mean, he is just going to hammer Ron DeSantis.
I think you're going to get emails from the Trump campaign and also the Haley campaign, because they've been hammering him the last couple of days as well. So I think those two campaigns are really, really going to be hitting him. And of course, Tim Scott, the mild-mannered guy, he's just going to be saying, oh, I hate that happened. I hope they get it worked out.
Those things happen.
Yeah.
Those things happen. So Ron DeSantis' whole pitch, I think, was, you know, I'm the guy that can beat Trump. I'm the second place, maybe underdog, but I'm the guy who can definitely get him. Now it's going to look, Chris, isn't it, like, okay, Donald Trump's the leader, and everybody else is tied for second, you know?
Yeah.
So Ron DeSantis doesn't become unique anymore, because people are going to say, well, dude, you couldn't even do the announcement.
Part of the reason, you know, at first it looked like it was going to be a 3-4 man race, which doesn't help Donald Trump as much if a bunch of people get in. But I think because it looked like that he was flailing a bit, that's why all the people that were on the fence decided to get in and said, hey, I may have a chance. And his flailing at the beginning it added all of these folks, which has hurt his campaign, I think, and its chances.
Ron DeSantis has said on Twitter 20 minutes ago, "I'm running for president to lead our great American comeback." He has a video out if you guys want me to play it.
Yeah, oh, let's do it. Okay.
Our border is a disaster. Crime infests our cities. The federal government makes it harder for families to make ends meet. And the president flounders. But decline is a choice. Success is attainable. And freedom is worth fighting for. Righting the ship requires restoring sanity to our society, normalcy to our communities, and integrity to our institutions. Truth must be our foundation, and common sense can no longer be an uncommon virtue. In Florida, we prove that it can be done. We chose facts over fear, education over indoctrination, law and order over rioting and disorder. We held the line when freedom hung in the balance. We showed that we can and must revitalize America. We need the courage to lead and the strength to win. I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president to lead our great American comeback.
So that was courtesy. Nick Schroer gave me the heads up. I'm running for president to lead our great American comeback.
Thank you, knuckleballer Nick. Thank you. Very good. Excellent. The state senator. Thank you, Nick Schroer.
I can't imagine. You know, I've worked on campaigns before, and you deal with the nervousness of events and hoping people show up, hoping everything happens without a glitch. I can't imagine being on the DeSantis campaign and having a major glitch like this for your formal announcement. I'm sure those guys are pulling their hair out and are having many strokes.
Yep, it's 5:20 now Central Time, 6:20 Eastern, and Trey Gowdy's show goes on at 7 p.m., so they've got an hour and 40 minutes until Trey Gowdy to figure out whether they're going to make this announcement on Twitter or just go with him and instead, I guess. Meanwhile, the Democratic primary, Chris, is getting a little more exciting. A new poll came out yesterday. Both Marianne Williamson, you know, the crazy lava lamp and love lady, and Robert Kennedy Jr., both in double digits now, 11% each against Joe Biden. I mean, Donald Trump was never below like 80%, you know, amongst Republicans. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden's down to 65% amongst Democrats.
And very interesting, too, in Iowa. You remember they moved them away from the first in the nation status and put South Carolina and other states above them. Well, the Democrats in Iowa, their revenge, Tim, is they're going to have their presidential contest anyway, but they're not going to release the results until after all of the other primaries.
Weird.
So that's kind of going to be their revenge. I love seeing Democratic infighting. Of course, we don't hear about it in the mainstream media, but if this was Republicans doing something like this with a major state like Iowa, it'd be front page news.
Every single day. You're absolutely correct about that. All right, it is 5:22 here in the Heartland. When we come back, we're going to speak to a lady who's been a big supporter of President Donald J. Trump. We'll ask her about the Ron DeSantis announcement. Her new book, Crimes Against America. She's one of the permanent co-hosts of one of the top watched, one of the most watched cable news shows, The Five, Judge Jeanine Pirro. We'll speak to Chris and I upon our return here at 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.